Longview 150 Stories, a partnership project between the City of Longview and Longview Public Library, showcasing 150 distinct stories designed to reveal Longview's history during the sesquicentennial celebration. Sprinkled among the daily podcasts are personal stories, large-scale history, and interesting tidbits about the life and fabric of this dynamic community. Today we get to visit with Wesley Whatley. Born in 1929, he has a great grasp of wonderful memories of growing up in Longview. He has a specific set of memories related to Bonnie and Clyde and their infamous vehicle as it made a tourist stop here in Longview.
In 1934, Bonnie and Clyde were killed by Texas Ranger Frank Hamer and Matty Galt, another ranger, and two Louisiana officers and two Dallas PD officers in May the 23rd, 1934, I believe was the date. And the car was brought on tour, and it was positioned in Oliver Pegues' used car lot at the corner of Green and Tyler Street, and remained there for a day or so. And we got to walk around and look at it and see all of the bullet holes that was in the car. And many people don't know it, but I think three of the law officers had shotguns. And one shotgun round fired consisted, they were using a double-aught buckshot. There were nine of them. So if a law officer shot that car five times, it'd be 45 holes in it. And the news people took that to think that there were 117 total holes shot in it, saying that that was the total number of rounds fired into the automobile, but it was not. Because if an officer fired, like I said, five shots, that's 45 holes. But anyway, we got to see the car, and that still sticks in my mind that those people were outlaws, and they killed a lot of police officers and innocent people, and yet up until the time they killed the two highway patrolmen at Grapevine, they were more or less kind of regarded as heroes, but then public opinion turned against them after that incident. Welch Hardware Store was on Fredonia Street at that time, and Old Thomas Welch said he thought that Bonnie came in and bought a box of 38 special pistol shells a couple of days before they were killed in Louisiana.